Grace, peace, and love be yours from the God who so loves this world.
Amen.
Well, I've been here for almost 6 months, and I got to tell you, I have no idea what I'm going to do with my internship project. Classmates have told me they're going to paint the building. One is going to commission a new song. I think one said they were going to preach once. Glad you found that as funny as I did. And I got to say, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I've been thinking about it all week, and I cannot come up with an answer. But you know, I have been going downtown a lot, and I've noticed a lot of protests. And if you know me any at all, you know I love a good protest. I could take a bunch of people from LCH, and we could go protest. But then I'm reminded that Leslie, my advisor, said we should always talk to our supervisor. And I know it's Jeff's day off, but I should call. Maybe.
If that's Andy calling me on my day off, I'm going to kill him.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon. He must be at home.
Hello.
Jeff, it's Andy.
Hey, Andy, it's my day off.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do anything on your day off. You don't go sailing.
Yeah, not lately. Yeah. What can I do for you today, Andy?
So, I have figured out what I want to do for my internship project.
Oh, nice.
I'm glad you're enthusiastic as I am about this.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear about it.
Okay. So picture this. A bunch of us get together from LCH, and we go down with big megaphones and big signs and maybe a few shouts and screams and whistles, and we protest at the Capitol.
Tell me more about the background. I mean, what's inspiring this idea to have a protest?
Well, remember the 4 weeks of Advent we did? All those sermons we worked on? Well, the first week, we turned a wall into a table.
Yes,
I remember. Because Christ welcomes everybody.
Yeah, have you recovered from trying to drill that thing together?
You know, a little bit.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Okay.
Before I came down to the Capitol where I am right now, I saw it in my office and realized we haven't taken it apart yet.
This is true.
And then the second week, we wrote the stories. Remember my horrible accents?
Yeah, it was the first time I'd ever heard a Swede sound like an Irishman.
And apparently Professor McGonagall. That's beside the point. But that week, we talked about how God loves us from within and how God is out with us.
Yep.
And then the third week.
Do you remember the third week?
You know, it took me a little bit, but I did remember the third week.
Yep, it was memorable.
It was indeed.
What was it, Andy?
That's a great question. It was so memorable. But then the third week, we did that joint sermon where you kind of like told me at the last minute, hey, you're going to preach with me, and I didn't know what was coming.
You did very, very well.
Well, thank you. So to continue the good thread, what if we do something with Mary's Magnificat?
Mary's Magnificat for your internship project?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about?
Well, you know, her voice is so loud, and her message is so profound. What if we went down to the Capitol and spoke up for those people that she speaks for?
You mean like the powerless and the hungry and the people who've been set aside, those people?
Right, and we tell the rich that they're wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
So, what if we get a group from LCH? I'm thinking, you know, like I said, megaphones, giant poster boards, all those things.
All those things. And do what with them, Andy?
Well, we're going to shout at the Capitol, and we're going to tell those people that these people matter. In fact, I've got my megaphone with me right now.
That's really great, Andy, but you know, have you really read the Magnificat?
Yeah. It's about turning the world upside down. And darn it, I want to do that.
But, Andy, I don't think you realize that when Mary's talking about bringing the rich down from their thrones and taking down the powerful, she's talking about you.
About me?
Yeah, I mean, you're white, you're relatively wealthy. If only you were straight, it would be amazing, but...
Well, two out of three.
But I mean, do you kind of get that when Mary's talking about these things, that she's really talking about us? I mean, are the people that you're protesting for going to be there?
Oh. You mean those people that I drove by on the street and...
Yeah, those people.
The people that I cut off and said some not so nice things to?
Yeah, in your rush to speak for them, yes, those people. Do you remember that article I sent you a few weeks ago that Jeannie sent me about how we need to quit speaking on behalf of people who are perfectly able to speak for themselves? And that in fact, Andy... Do you remember that conversation we had about how maybe sometimes our role is to simply give our microphone time to someone else and let them tell their story?
Oh, yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just thinking about that.
Well, do you remember what Pastor Liz said in our text study from Thursday? She talked about that amazing idea that she had that when Mary is singing the Magnificat, when she's saying those incredible words, she's not only telling us about how the world will be turned upside down, she's also instructing Jesus. We can't forget that it is Mary who teaches Jesus to be who he is. It is at Mary's knee that he will hear that song about how the world will be upside down and how over and over again he will hear from Mary, I am sure, about what his life will be. She shapes and forms the young Jesus to become who he will be. Do you feel qualified to be her voice?
No.
You know,
probably not.
Like the voice of Jesus, do you remember... Like Jesus?
I do. So maybe then, with this megaphone, I should give it to somebody else. And maybe I should put my signs back in the car and ask people to make their own signs.
Yeah, I mean, you could certainly get up there and once again speak for people who don't need you to speak for them. But that's the beauty of the voice of the Magnificat. That Mary, this powerless, young, pregnant, unmarried woman announces to the world that God is doing a new thing, that the powerful will be toppled from their thrones, that the lowly will be uplifted and the hungry will be fed, that the world will truly be upside down. I don't know if she needs you and I to announce that for her. Are you still there?
Yeah. I was talking to a woman named Martha who wants to borrow the megaphone. She's got something important to say.
Well, it sounds like she does. So give her the microphone, come home, and come up with a better project.
I'll go to the protest, let them speak, and then I'll come up with a better project.
All right, you're buying lunch.
All right.
Amen.